Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen, it is a very good evening to you and I, your BM 704, on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Paulie Rosenberg, he on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson, and no, from the 1877. 337-6666. It's going to be a marathon 5-hour schmooze right up until Sal Licata coming your way at 12 right here on your fan, New York City. And I'm going to start with saying something that is not going to be as controversial if I were to say this at another time in another era in another decade. Power to the people. And for all of you who may have lost power earlier today, certainly we hope if you don't have it by now that you have it very, very soon. And that goes for the New York Rangers, who are looking for their power since Saturday. And it certainly goes also for the New York Metropolitans, who found some power finally last night. And, of course, Chris Moore, you know, was one of those in Connecticut, in-laws in New Jersey. So I know from the family without the power today, and Chris Moore unable to do his shift tonight, 7 to 10, because of the loss of power, which apparently he still has. So for any and all with the loss of power, may you find power sometime again, more sooner than later. Of course, as you know, the Yankees are off tonight, and that is the only way the New York Yankees are going to be off if they're not scheduled. And or were they? And we'll get to that in a moment. I was thinking earlier today about one member of the New York Yankees and one word to describe who I was thinking of from earlier today. He's special. Let me start this way. Aretha Franklin, she once said, if you have to ask what soul is, you don't have it. So along the same kind of thinking, if you have to ask what it is, then you don't have it. The it factor. So what's the it factor? Well, two words, star quality. And you want to use more than two words. If you want to use more than two words, you can. Certainly, you could say charisma. You can say karma. You could say lots of positive intangibles that separates him from all the rest. He's a winner. Somebody who inspires and motivates. Somebody successful doing what he does and doing it better than most others. So, if you have to ask what it is, then you don't have it. You know who has it? Aaron Judge.
Real cases before a real judge.
Every year we're on a mission. You know, it's to go out there and win as many games as we can.
Introducing one of the greatest artists of all time.
All rise. This court is now in session. The Honorable Judge presiding.
Judge, fly ball to deep left. Way back in front of the wall. This one's gone. Aaron Judge.
I think you're the greatest.
Adios, amigo. Aaron Judge with his second home run of the year.
There's just been an intensity level to his work.
You're not supposed to judge anything I do.
She's gone. Aaron Judge connects, and the Yankees are up 2-1.
I am the greatest.
He's on a mission right now.
Never judge.
Home runs in four straight games. Well, here it is. And you can't be any hotter right now than Aaron Judge.
That was the greatest spectacle I have ever seen in my entire life.
Don't judge them by their looks.
Adios, amigo. Five home runs in five straight games.
Oh, yeah. You're the greatest.
I will let the fairness of this process be judged by history.
Fly ball, deep left field, way back there. Aaron Judge, adios amigo.
He was handpicked by special interests, is supported by special interests, and has a record of siding with special interests. This is no neutral, down-the-middle judge.
Aaron Judge is guilty of putting the Yankees into the lead with his second home run of the night, a bomb into the night.
The American people can listen and watch and draw their own conclusions.
You know, not getting to the final goal that we want to get to, it's time to get this thing rolling.
And, of course, the breaking news from last night was certainly not that the Yankees won the game, but that Aaron Judge did not hit a home run. He got himself the 2-for-4, but kept everything in the ballpark. That was breaking news. The other breaking news, not that Urshela made two terrific defensive plays. Yawn, ho-hum, what else is new there? He hit his third home run of the year last night, a three-run shot. But also what was breaking news and eye-opening, Gardner, who has been around forever, hit a home run. That's not breaking news per se, home run number two for him. It was the first opposite field home run for Brett Gardner in his career as a Yankee. Now, again, by now I'm sure you've thrown away any and all schedules that you might have, either on the wall, where you work, in your with the pocket schedule you might have in the wallet. And it's a good thing, really, it's a good thing tomorrow's game, the Yankees, with the zeros at Camden Yards has been postponed, especially with the Yankees scheduled to play Philadelphia in the Bronx at 4 p.m. Imagine the Yankees here at 4 for game one with Philadelphia, then a 7 o'clock with the zeros in Baltimore, and then having to come back to the Bronx for game two with the Phillies. Schedules have given way to who's available and where. In 2020, you're at home on the road, even if you don't have a home like Toronto, without a country, let alone a home. Eventually, the Blue Jays will have a home away from home in Buffalo if they can find enough dirt, grass, and four bases to make a ballpark. Right now, let's take a look at the scoreboard, shall we? It is Miami 18, St. Louis 13. Miami by 5 over the Cards with positive players. Now, let us follow the bouncing baseball. St. Louis did not play last weekend in Milwaukee. The Cardinals had four with Detroit today through Thursday, but is scheduled to take on the Cubs Friday, maybe. We're not really sure about that, are we? And even though the Cardinals didn't play last weekend in Milwaukee, we are sure, we are certain, we are absolutely positive the four with Detroit from today through Thursday also postponed. However, again, the Cardinals scheduled to take on the Cubs Friday. maybe, and revealed today Yadier Bleepin Molina, one of the seven Cardinals of the 13, seven players and six staff members, one of the seven, Yadier Bleepin Molina, testing positive. So for the St. Louis Cardinals, if you are counting and scoring at home, it'll be seven games in a row the Cardinals have been postponed. And one of the seven players, as I mentioned, Yadier Bleepin Molina. Now, don't look at tonight's schedule, because it seriously can make you dizzy. Of course, the Phillies postponed twice, and here for a game with the Yankees. If you look at today's schedule, you know, go online anywhere you have your schedule of Major League Baseball for today, August 4, 2020. The Phillies are postponed twice. Here for a game with the Yankees, and in Miami for a game with the infected Marlins. A major league first. Two postponements on the same night. Now, to continue operating, Major League Baseball may be forced to disinfect thousands of strip clubs all across the country. As a last resort, Major League Baseball will consider games with no fans, no players, just mascots. If only the New York Rangers, I'm afraid to look. They're scheduled for game three tonight at 8 o'clock, you know from this. If only the New York Rangers could play 5-on-3. They might be up two games instead of being 60 minutes away from riding the Zamboni into the sunset. 5-on-5, forget about it. 5-on-5, no high fives for the Rangers, as quiet as the Fifth Amendment. 5-on-4, the Rangers more at a man disadvantage. Ah, but alas, 5-on-3. From their only goal on Sunday in a 4-1 loss. Chasing Carolina, they have been doing for 120 minutes since Saturday. And with the Rangers on the eve of destruction, we only know that right now Shesterkin is unfit to play. Whatever that means. Unfortunately, so is Lundqvist. Looking old and slow and dizzy after so many years of standing on his head. Somebody we know thought he should have started game one. Somebody we know is as red-faced for saying that, as red as the light going on behind Lundqvist. Here's how you make a statement. You score a goal a minute into game one, and you knock out one of the better players on the other team, as former Ranger Brady Shea did to Jesper Faust. And Jesper is still missing in action. We'll see if he and Shesterkin is in action tonight in elimination game number three coming up later tonight for the Strangers. It has been more ice capades and holiday on ice for a Ranger team looking as young and out of place as Carolina looks ready to move on to the next round. So before game one and before game two, we heard Shesterkin wasn't ready to play. After two games with Carolina, you can say the entire team hasn't been ready to play. The same for the New York Rangers.
It's over. Enough! Enough!
Well, that's great. Game over, man. It's game over.
Yeah, I thought as the game went on, we got better with that mentality, but I thought really for the first 30 minutes, we were slow. I didn't think we really played at a pace. They set the pace and the tempo, and I thought it took us too long to respond to it.
Here's Sebastian Aho, the big goal scorer with 38. In deep, Steven scores!
It is the story of human lives engulfed in hell, with every current sucking them deeper into self-destruction.
Tell me over and over and over again, my friend.
don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
I've come to the conclusion that it's over.
Set up, Sammy Botnet moves it across. Toward the net, a deflection. Power play is over. Long shot by Gardner is blocked. Another block by Zibanejad. That setup is tipped in by Vinny Trocheck.
I'm sorry, but it's over.
And Carolina wins game one of this best of five series.
We're on the eve of destruction.
Men who know the problem firsthand tell you their reactions to this powerful and moving expose of facts.
Get a good night's sleep, wake up, and get ready to play again. That's all you can do.
Top line for Carolina breaks out. Aho looking for Svechnikov, and he scores! 108, the time of the penalty to Brendan Smith. High sticking. Carolina, the shot, score! Svechnikov!
Anyway, it's over.
Chance in front, they score! Jordan Martinuk!
I think they're certainly doing things that they have done to be successful. They're a really good hockey team. You know, as I alluded to earlier, we're getting frustrated.
Score! Svechnikov with a hat trick!
So that is that, all right? It's over!
This one is over. Carolina with a strong effort led by Andrei Svechnikov's hat trick. Defeat the Rangers 4-1 in game two and lead the series 2-0.
Tell me.
We set our minds and get focused on winning one hockey game and look at the things we can improve upon and then go out there and execute it.
And again, I'm going to say it, power to the people, including the New York Rangers. And I'm hoping that you at home have your power on, if not now, then as quickly as possible it comes back to you and that you have some power. Otherwise, I know it's the flashlights and the candles. But power to the people, including power to the New York Rangers tonight on the power play after two games. They are 1-11. How woe is them. All right, no from the number. We'll take a quick break. And then we're about seriously with the marathon schmooze right up until Sal at 12. But no from the 1-877-337. 6666, that'll be the number to call on your fan, New York City.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.